Lord, we are very thankful for the opportunity to keep studying the Word of God.
主啊，我们非常的感恩，就是我们有这样的机会呢，一直学习神的话。
And Lord, the facts are we need your help.
主啊，事实上我们需要您的帮助。
And we rejoice in your promises.
我们在您的那个应许里喜乐。
And we acknowledge that we will be made wise by your truth.
所以呢，我们就是也知道呢，要您的通过您的真理，让我们变得明智。
And so we pray that you will come in today and give us this wisdom and truth.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就是说祈求您呢，把这些真理和智慧赐给我们。
So we're thankful for all your kindnesses and for your blessings, and we just pray that you will be with us this afternoon.
所以我们感谢您呢，所有的美善，感谢您呢，对我们的所有的赐福。我们今天的祷告呢，全体下午学习的时候帮助我们。
We again pray for Adele and her job interview.
所以我们再次呢，为Adele和她的那个工作祷告。
And we pray that you will help each of us in all the issues before us.
所以呢，我们也祷告，求您能帮助我们，解决我们面前所有的问题。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们今天献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're in the book of Genesis, chapter 40. I'm not sure what it is. 49?
49, verse 5.
Okay, chapter 49. And we're studying the the prophecies that Jacob has for his sons.
因为现在呢，《创世纪》第49章，我们学习呢，就是说雅各给他的儿子们做的预言。
Genesis 49.
创世纪49章。
So, Jacob called his sons together, and he told them what would befall them in the last days.
因为雅各把他的儿子们都召集起来，告诉他们在末世的时候呢，在他们身上要发生什么。
So this isn't really indicative of all their days, but it certainly is indicative of the last days.
其实这个里面呢，不仅仅是指出是他们那个时候的日子，也指出的是那个末世的日子。
And we really haven't seen the last days yet.
我们还没有真的看到末世。So
some of what we read is something that we can see in history, but other things haven't happened yet.
因为有些这些事情呢，我们在历史上呢能够看得见，但是还有一些事情呢，到现在为止还没发生。So
the first son, then the eldest son, was Reuben, and last week we considered a little bit about the future of Reuben.
所以呢，第一个呢，他叫来的儿子呢是刘辩。刘辩呢，上次呢，上个星期我们稍微谈了一点刘辩的未来。And
Reuben was very sinful, and he involved himself with one of his father's wives, and he was rejected because of that.
这个里面呢，柳辩的人生呢是充满了罪的，因为呢他呢和他的那个父亲的妾有染，所以从这方面来说呢，他被拒绝了。Again,
so often people say sin doesn't have a lasting effect.
所以呢，有时候呢，就是人们说呢，那个罪它的影响呢并不长。But
the facts are, it does have a lasting effect. Don't get involved in sin.
所以呢，事实上呢，罪的影响确实很长，所以不要去牵扯到罪中间去。So
we stopped at chapter verse 4 of chapter 49. Let's start reading in chapter 49, verse 5.
我们上回停在呢49章第4节，今天呢要从49章第5节开始。
And so it says, Simeon and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty are in their habitation.
这里讲呢，西缅和利未是弟兄，他们的住处有残忍的器具。
You remember the terrible story how that their sister Dinah went down to the city of Shechem. and became involved with the man Shechem in that town, and he forced her. It was a terrible story. Simeon and Levi executed fierce judgment against him and against the others in that city.
这个里面你们大家也都记得呢，那西缅和流便呢，他们牵扯呢一个非常的就是说是可怕的故事。他们的妹妹呢戴安娜呢，就是说是牵扯到和那个事件城的事件的一个人呢有染，然后呢他们的两个呢就是说是在他们面前呢就行了那样的就是说是审判，然后把那个城里的几乎所有人都杀光了。
It was a bad sin at the time, but there wasn't great judgment against it executed at that time.
但是呢，就是说是这是在那个时候呢，是一个非常的坏的罪，但是呢，并不是一个好的，就是说是审判和执行。
But now at the end of his life, Jacob doesn't forget it. So he says in verse 6, "Let not my soul enter into their counsel." Let not my honor be united to their assembly, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox.
这个里面呢，就是说是雅各说呢，现在他的人生快完的时候呢，他没有忘记这件事。所以第六节说，我的魂呐，不要与他们同谋，我的尊荣啊，不要与他们联合，因为他们在怒中杀了一人，谁己意推倒一墙。
Verse 7, cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel.
第七节说呢，他们的怒气可诛，因其暴烈；他们的愤怒可阻，因其残忍。
And so this was an action they took that probably lasted only a few weeks.
所以这是他们当时采取的行动呢，大概持续了几个星期。
But in tragedy, it will affect their latter days, their last days.
但是呢，就是说是不幸的是呢，它影响到他们后面的人生。
He says, I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel.
第七节说呢，我要使他们分居在雅各家里，散往在以色列中。
So, if you were to go to Israel today, you probably, if you wanted, you could go to the part of the country where the son Gad lived. You could go to where Judah lived. You could go to where... To where Naphtali and Asher live.
所以这个呢，如果你今天呢，就是说是你去到以色列，去了以色列，如果你愿意去的话呢，你在那可以找到加德呢，找到犹大，找到拿弗勒和那个谁住的地方。
But you couldn't really go to where Levi lived because there wasn't a section of the country given to Levi.
但是呢，你却找不到呢利未人住的地方，因为在那个国家呢，没有一个区呢分给了利未。
He lived in a city, part of a city here, part of a city there, all over the nation, all over the country. He lived a little bit here, a little bit there.
所以利未人呢，在那个城市这里有一点，那个城市那里有一点，所以他们在整个的以色列的国家里呢，到处都是利未人。
So this was, This prophecy then was fulfilled in the days of the kings.
这样的就是说一个预言呢，在那个列王的那个时代呢实现了。
Similarly for Simeon, where did Simeon live?
类似西缅住在哪里呢？
And interestingly, Simeon lived with Judah, and he lived in the country of Judah, and It's hard to know what cities were Simeon's cities, what cities were Judah's cities. Simeon was, like Levi, scattered in Israel.
同样呢，就是说是西缅呢，他呢和犹大住在一起。犹大住在一起呢，那么说呢，他们在那个地方的那个城市里呢，那个就是说你很难区分哪个是西缅的人，哪个是犹大人，所以他们呢和那个利未一样，也是分散在国家的各个部分。
So tragedy, for Simeon and Levi, their sin was not forgotten, and their prophecy was fulfilled.
因为这是说对西缅和另外呢，那时候是他们的是一个悲剧，因为他们罪呢并没有被忘记，然后呢，他们的在他上面呢做的应许呢都实现了。
Now, verse 8, Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise.
第八节说呢，犹大，你的弟兄们必赞美你。
What do we know about Judah?
我们对犹大了解多少？
Well, in the early days, Judah was a leader. He was the one who came up with the ideas. He did a lot that was wrong.
因为早期呢，那个犹大呢，他是他们的领袖，他呢就是出了一个主意呢，把他们都带到错误的地方去了。
But among other things, Judah led the repentance.
所以呢，除此以外呢，但是犹大呢，他却是带领他们悔改的。
And remember, repentance is a wonderful word. Repentance is marvelous because it works.
所以呢，要记住，悔改呢是一个奇妙的词。悔改的奇妙呢，是因为呢，悔改以后有效。
And so Judah here, verse 8, He gets the praise of his brothers in part because he was a repentant man. He led his brothers in repentance.
第八节说呢，你们的弟兄们呢要赞美你，就是要他们的弟兄要赞美犹大，部分原因呢是他是一个悔改的人，而且他带领他的弟兄们是悔改了。
And then the second clause is, Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies.
所以第二句说，你手臂掐住仇敌的颈项。
And Judah was a great warrior.
所以呢，就是犹大是一个力量大的武士。
The book of Judges begins with the logic, who will lead us, who will go before us in our battles?
所以在那个就是士师记里面开始的时候呢，谁会带领我们冲在前面，谁会带领我们进入战场？
And the answer is Judah shall go before you.
所以呢，答案是犹大必带领你们。
Judah was the great warrior tribe.
所以呢，犹大族呢，他的犹大这个派系呢，是一个就是非常的强有力的武士之派。
And therefore, at the end of verse 8, your father's children shall bow down before you.
这个第八节的结尾说呢，你父亲的孩子们必在你面前屈身。
Verse 9, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him?
第九节说呢，犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你扎了食便上去，你弯腰卧如狮子，如一只年长的狮子，谁能惊醒他？
So you wouldn't want to go to fight against Judah.
所以呢，你不想跟犹大打仗。
But verse 10 now is a marvelous verse of prophecy.
第十节呢，是一个非常奇妙的预言。
It says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people.
第十节说呢，权杖必不离犹大，设立律法者必不离开他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，这百姓必聚集归他。
So this prophecy is saying that from Judah will come a man whose name is Shiloh, and he will be the ruler of his people.
你这个预言呢说呢，这里呢有一个人从犹大支派出来的，他的名字叫细罗，他必呢统治他的人民。
And there's every indication that this man Shiloh refers to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. It was out of the tribe of Judah that the Lord Jesus Christ came.
这个预言呢，就是非常的精准的指到我们的主耶稣基督，他呢就是说是会从犹大支派里出来，他是弥赛亚，他会呢，给他的人民带来赐福。
Now verse 11, binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes.
第十一节说呢，他把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把他的驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上。他在葡萄酒中洗了他的衣服，在葡萄的血中洗了他的外袍。
So among other things, this verse indicates that he will be prosperous in battle and strong.
所以这个里面呢，就是说这一节经文呢，就是指出了他在战斗中呢会成功，并且会强大。
Verse 12, his eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk.
第十二节说，他的眼睛必因酒红润，他的牙齿必因奶白了。
So again, great blessings for this man Judah, because of his repentance and his leading his people in repentance. He made the difficult decisions and he led the brothers behind him.
这个里面呢，就是说是再一次说到呢，这个人呢得到犹大这个人得到了极大的祝福，主要是因为呢他是一个悔改的人，而且他带领了他的弟兄们悔改，所以呢他在跟他们弟兄之间呢，他做出了艰难的决定。
Zebulun verse 13 shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall adjoin Sidon.
第十三节说呢，西布伦必住在海港，必成为停船的港，他的境界必延伸到西顿。
So this prophecy regarding Zebulun is not just who he is or what his battles will be, but it's where he's going to live.
所以这个预言呢，就不仅仅只是告诉，就是说西布伦他是谁，他在干什么，他怎样去打仗，而是告诉他呢，他住在哪里。
And in the days of Joshua, many centuries later, the children of Israel were allotted this same land up on the Mediterranean Sea, just under the city of Zidon.
所以呢，就是说是这个呢，因为这个预言呢，在很多年、很多世纪以后呢，就是说是以色列人们他们住在地中海的旁边，这个就是说是也延续到西顿那里。
So, the next man then would be Issachar, verse 14. Issachar is a strong donkey, lying down between two burdens. He saw that rest was good, and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulder to bear a burden and became a band of slaves.
第十四节说呢，以加德是个强壮的驴，蹲伏在两个担子之间。他见安息是善美，以肥为乐，便低肩背重，成为进贡的仆人。
So Issachar was a strong man, andHe was strong, but unfortunately he was lazy. He didn't live up to his potential.
这个里面呢，以撒加他是呢一个非常强壮的人，强壮人呢就是说是不幸的是呢，他呢就是说是很懒惰，他并没有把他的潜力都发挥出来。
Some people have suggested that Judas Iscariot was a member of this tribe.
他们有些人认为呢，就是说是那个卖主的犹大是从这个部支派出来的。
And so the name Issachar and Iscariot could be similar names, and Judas could have been part of this tribe.
所以这个以撒卡跟那个犹大的后面那个名字以斯凯亚，他是非常类似的，所以他呢很可能就出自这个支派。
Judas was strong, but Judas was not right in the heart.
因为有大的呢，他呢非常的强壮，但是他内心不正。
So Josh,
yes, maybe your reminder, somebody come on it was.
Oh, Ying, that's right.
Tell what a scripture.
Well, that's good for you. Thank you, Josh, for telling me.
那真的建议非常好，就是说他告诉那个宗母上刚加入的，我们在学习哪一章哪一节。
Did you tell Ying where we are?
I think maybe, but we can tell them again.
You tell her again. That's right.
所以那个众上的人，我们现在呢欢迎你们，大家新年好。我们在学习创世纪第四十九章的第十四节、十五节。
And Ying, welcome. Sorry that I didn't get to this earlier.
所以呢，欢迎您，我们呢抱歉没有早点告诉你。
All right, so we've got Zebulun and Issachar. The next one on the list is Dan.
因为我们现在呢，就是已经读了西布伦和以撒加，那么下一个人是但。
Verse 16 says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel.
所以第十六节说，但必判断他的民作为以色列支派之一。
Dan's name means judge.
所以但的名字的意思就是判断。
And so he will judge his people in the days to come.
所以他在那个后来的日子，他会判断他的以色列的人民。
But verse 17 says, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels, so that its rider shall fall backward.
第十七节说，但必作道上的蛇，路中的蝰蛇，咬伤马蹄，使骑马的向后倾倒。
Now Daniel, remember, was the tribe that led the children of Israel into idolatry.
现在也有的记载呢，但是以色列的支派的，把以色列人带领到去拜偶像的。
And in such a way, he was like a serpent or a viper or a snake, and the snake bites the heels of the horses, and the serpent causes the rider and the horse not to proceed.
所以这个意义上来讲呢，它就像个蛇一样，像或者说是像那个蝰蛇，因为它的蛇呢，它会咬伤马蹄，马蹄呢，那么说那马蹄被咬伤以后呢，它就不能往前走了。
So the problem with Dan was that he didn't lead the people in the right direction. They followed him and they got into deep trouble because of it.
所以呢，就是但的问题呢，就是他并没有正确的带领他的子民、他的人民，这样呢，把他们的人民呢带到错误的路上去了，因此呢，他们承担严重的后果。
And then verse 19, Gad, a troop shall trample upon him, but he shall triumph at the last.
意思也就是说，加德必被义军所胜，但他必最终获胜。
Gad, you'll remember, was one of the two and a half tribes that in the days of Joshua chose to inhabit the land east of Jordan.
因为这个里面大家也记得加德呢是那个一半支派的其中的一半。当时呢在约书亚那个年代呢，他们被分在那个约旦河以东的土地上。
Gad's name means a troop.
所以呢就是说是加德的意思呢是一支军队。
Or a group of people almost like a small army.
所以就像一小队军队。
But because he didn't cross the Jordan properly, a troop will tramp on him.
因为呢就是说是他因为他没有就是正确的跨过约旦河，那么一个呢其他的一个军队呢必追上他。
He thought, I'm okay, I'll be strong. And so he, instead of going with his brethren over Jordan, he opted to stay on the other side of Jordan. It was good land, good for cattle.
所以他说呢，哦，我非常的强大，所以呢我没问题，所以他没有追随他的其他的弟兄们呢过到那个就是说是迦南地区，因为那里更好的可以放牧，可以更好的吃收成，所以他呢留在这边。
As such, his land was the first to be captured, often the first to be captured by the enemies.
所以呢，就是做，因为这样的后果呢，就是他的土地呢，经常呢被第一时间被敌人占领。
But he says, "I will triumph, for he will triumph at the last."
但是呢，就是说是这里说呢，但他必 最终获胜。
So the end of the life of Gad will be good, but in the meantime, going to be big problems.
所以呢，就是是加德的那个人生结束的非常好，但是在当下呢，他有很多的问题。
Verse 20, bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties.
第二节说，亚舍必出肥美的粮食，且出君王的美味。
Asher's name means happy, wealthy, pleasant.
所以呢，亚舍的词呢，就是说是高兴，然后呢有钱，然后呢非常的愉快。
We don't read much of Asher in the Old Testament. His name appears periodically.
所以我们在旧约里呢，并没有读到关于很多关于亚舍的这个名字，只是有时候不断的出现。
But here it appears in the context of food.
那这里呢，出现的呢，跟食物却连在一起。
And some people in life go through life and their happiness comes from food and not much else.
所以有些人呢，就是说是他的一生呢，他就只要吃得好就行了，其他他都不关心。
The implication would be, don't devote yourself to momentary or short-range pleasure. Asher did that, and he got pleasure in the short run, but not greatness in the long run.
所以这里面的这里的意义呢，就是说呢，你不要对那些短暂的那样的娱乐呢，就是深陷进去。那么亚瑟呢，他就是因为陷在这个里面去，所以他的长期的状态不大好。
21, Naphtali is a deer let loose.
所以第21说，拿弗他利是被释放的母鹿。
And he gives goodly words.
他出美好的言语。
So, Naphtali, was up in the area north of the Dead Sea, that's where, north of the Sea of Galilee, that's where the land was given. And he was a deer let loose, he was a happy, diligent people up there, but he had good words, but again, not greatness.
这里面就是说是拿弗他利，他呢，他的土地是在那个加利利海的北面，在加利海北面的那个地方很适合一放牧，所以呢，他是一个非常的好的这样的像那种母鹿，他出美好的言语，但是呢，再次说呢，仍然不是最好的。
And now verses 22 down through 26, the blessings of and the greatness in the last days of Joseph.
然后呢，从二十二节到二十六节，这个呢，祝福是最好的祝福。关于在后面的日子里，这个就是给约瑟的。
Joseph, you remember, was the godly, the holy, the obedient son.
所以你们大家都记得呢，就是说是约瑟呢，他是一个就是说是敬虔的、圣洁的、圣服的好儿子。
In the earlier years.The one who endured great hardness in many respects simply because of his obedience to God and to his father.
因为就是说他们呢，就是很多人呢，他们在那个年轻的时候，他没有去忍，就他在年轻没有忍受那些艰难的事情，那是因为他对他父亲的那样的就是说是顺服。
Jacob loved him most when he was younger, and he loves him now at the end for just cause.
因为当他年轻的时候，他父亲呢就是最爱他。那么说呢，在那个最后的日子呢，他父亲也还是最爱他，因为这些原因。
So verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful bough, a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall.
第二节说，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是井旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
Well.There's a twofold description there of the fruitfulness of that man's life.
所以这个里面呢有两层的意思，关于这个人的一生的是多结果子的。
He was fruitful in his immediate surroundings.
所以呢，多结果子呢就是跟他马上的周围的这样的环境。
But his branches went out over the wall to many others who were not in his immediate area.
但是他的枝条呢就探出墙外，触及到那些并不是在他周围的那些区域。
When I was a boy, there was a neighbor of ours who had a lovely apple tree that grew out near the fence.
在这个里面呢，当我还是个小孩子的时候，那我有一个邻居呢，他们在我们的那个隔墙旁边呢，就是种了一棵非常的肥美的苹果树。
And in the summertime, there were apples on the apple tree.
因为夏季，那个苹果树上结了很多苹果。
But some of those branches went right out on over the fence into the back lane.
但是呢，就是其中的一些苹果呢，刚好呢就探出了那个围墙呢，就是垂下来了。
And I found if I rode my bicycle down the back lane, and I held my arm up like this, I could get an apple just by riding down the back lane.
对了，发现呢，如果我把自行车呢骑到那个围墙那里，靠着围墙坐自行车上，一伸手呢，我就能抓几个苹果下来。
I thought that's pretty good, probably not stealing, because the apple wasn't in the neighbor's yard. The apple was growing way out over the back lane.
这个里面就是说，我发现呢，这个非常好，因为这个应该不算偷了，因为呢，这个苹果呢不在他家的墙内，它然后呢伸到我家的墙里面来了。So
every now and then I had an extra apple because I went down the lane.
所以从此以后呢，当我呢从那里下去的时候呢，总是能够吃到苹果了。
Now Joseph's life was like that. It was a great benefit to the immediate people. But it was great benefit to others because it went far and wide.
所以呢，因为那个约瑟的人生就像这样的，他对他紧密在他周围那些人呢有很多好处，但是呢，他的枝子却伸出去了，对其他的很多的不在他周围那些人呢也带来很多好处。
Verse 23, the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong. By the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
第六里面呢，就是第23节说呢，弓箭手使他极其愁苦，向他射箭，恨恶他。但是第24节说呢，他的弓却仍然坚硬，他的手臂健壮，是因雅各大能神的手，就是以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石。
So the archers bitterly grieved him. That would be his brothers who shot at him. And hated him and ultimately sold him into slavery in Egypt.
这个里面讲到的弓箭手使他极其愁苦，那这个呢，就是说是指的是他的那些哥哥们，他们的哥哥们的嫉妒他，恨他，然后最终呢，把他卖到埃及里去做奴隶。
Verse 24 says, but his bow remained in strength.
但第24节却说呢，他的弓却仍旧坚硬。
Joseph didn't fight back.
所以呢，约瑟并没有打回去。
Joseph believed the truth of God, which says in Hebrews, I believe, it says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord; I will repay." So Joseph didn't fight back against his brothers.
所以耶稣呢，我认为呢，他呢就是说是仍然呢，他觉得呢，他相信神，他相信神呢，就是说啊，因为呢神主说呢，伸冤在我，我必报复，所以他相信主能为他伸冤。So
they all fought at him, and he didn't fight back. So what happened to him?
所以呢，他们所有的呢都打他，他并没有打回去。那么在他身上发生了什么呢？
Well, the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob.
所以他手臂呢变得健壮，是因雅各大能神的手。
So what's it meant by the arms of his hands were made strong?
所以他的手臂健壮，这个是什么意思呢？
And the answer is God put his hands down on Jacob's arm.
答案是呢，神呢把他的手放在那个雅各的约瑟的手臂上。And
because his hand was on his arm, he was able to do what other people couldn't do.
因为神的手在约瑟的手上呢，他可以做一些其他的人做不到的事情。
I think this is a true story, but I think one day I was carrying or was wheeling a wheelbarrow full of concrete.
因为就是我认为这是个真的故事。有一天呢，我推个那个推车，在这上面呢有很多水泥。
And the concrete was heavy, and I was afraid it was almost going to go over.
所以呢，那个水泥呢非常的重，所以呢，我就害怕了，基本上那个车呢，快要翻了。
And one of the men that I was working with realized what was going on, and he came down, put his arm here, put his hand here, and he held my hands.
因为其中呢，跟我一起工作的一个工人呢，他意识到会发生的问题，所以他过来呢，把一只手搁在我这个胳膊上，另外这个手呢搁在我这个胳膊上。
And they just added that extra strength, and I didn't lose the load of concrete.
所以呢，因为这个额外的这个力量呢，所以那个那个车里的那水泥就没有泼出去。
Who's strengthening your hands?
谁在就是使你的手臂健壮了。
What happened to Joseph? God reached down and put his hands on Joseph's arms.
所以呢，在约瑟身上发生的事情呢，神呢下来把他的手呢，就是放在约瑟的胳膊上。
And Joseph was strong in Potiphar's house.
所以在波提法的家里，约瑟是强大的。
And Joseph was strong in prison.
约瑟在监狱里也是强大的。
And Joseph was strong in Pharaoh's house.
所以在法老的那个家里，约瑟也是强大的。
That's wonderful, isn't it? Would you like that the arms of your hands to be strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob?
这是非常奇妙的，是不是？你愿不愿意，就是你的手呢，就是强壮呢，借着雅各大能神的手使你强壮呢
？Strange name for God. He's the mighty God of Jacob.
对于这个奇怪的名字，对于神来说呢，他是雅各大能神。
That's a good title, isn't it?
这是一个好的名号，是不是啊
？Who is your God?
谁是你的神
？Well, Jacob says, "I serve God. He's the God of Abraham, my father Abraham. He's the God of my father Isaac, and he's my God."
所以呢，雅各说呢，我服侍神。所以呢，我服侍这个神呢，是亚伯拉罕的神，也是我父亲以撒的神，他也是我的神。
Joseph, who's in charge of your hands?
约瑟，谁在掌管你的手
？Well, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Abraham.
是雅各的神，以撒的神，亚伯拉罕的神。
Jacob basically saying, if God could bless Abraham, and God could bless Isaac.And God could bless me, He will bless you, Joseph.
所以雅各基本上说呢，就是说如果神能够赐福亚伯拉罕，神能够赐福以撒，神能够赐福我，所以呢，约瑟，神也能通过我去赐福给你。
But what are the hands of the mighty God of Jacob like?
所以呢，就是雅各大能神的手像是什么样子的
？And the context could easily be.That of the God who protected Joseph from his brothers and from his other enemies.
因为就答案是呢，就是神呢，他那位神呢，他保护了约瑟，不让他的弟兄哥哥们还有他敌人们伤害他。
But here he's saying, from there is the shepherd.
这里说呢，从这里开始他是牧者。
He made Joseph's hand strong so that Joseph could be a shepherd.
所以呢，就是说是他让那个约瑟的手臂健壮，因此呢，他可以成为牧者。
And he made his hand strong so that Joseph could be the stone like the stone of Israel.
因为这个他让他的手臂健壮呢，是约瑟呢能够成为磐石，就像以色列的磐石。
The stone of Israel would be like the solid rock, wouldn't it?
所以以色列的磐石就像一个非常坚毅的磐石，是不是？
Verse 25, by the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth beneath, blessings of the breast, blessings of the womb, blessings of your father. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors.
第二十五节说，那就是你父亲的神，他必帮助你，那全能者必将天上所有的福、地里深藏的福以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福。
How much is the Lord going to bless you, Joseph?
约瑟，主会有多大的赐福赐给你呢？
All over and over and over again.
一遍一遍又一遍。
Blessings of heaven above.
从天上来的赐福。
Is it true that sometimes God does something in heaven to bless you and me here on the earth?
这个是不是个事实呢？神在天堂里做点什么事儿，以便呢，赐福给你我这样的人在这里的。
I think that's wonderful.
这个是奇妙的。
Heaven is not restricted to heaven.
所以呢，天堂不仅仅只限于天堂。
Blessings of the deep that lies beneath.
地里深藏的福。
Blessings of that part of life that we don't know very much at all about.
所以呢，就是那个福呢，是那些生命我们并了解的不多的那些生命从那里来的。
What's going on behind the scenes?
那个就是这个场面后面是什么
？What's going on underneath？
今天在那个就是在下面会发生什么
？Answer: God is blessing Jacob. What a wonderful thing！
答案是神呢，赐福给约瑟，这是个多么美好的事情
！Blessings of the breast and of the womb。
今天就是说是生产乳养的福。
Children。
孩子。
That are a blessing from God. What a wonderful thing!
孩子们都是从神来的赐福，这是一个多么奇妙的神的赐福。
And so he says, the blessings of your father, that is my blessings for you, Jacob. Sorry, Joseph. My blessings for you have excelled the blessings of my ancestors.
里面第二十二节说呢，你父亲这是所住的福，这是雅各给约瑟住的福，那么说胜过我祖先所住的福。
And these blessings are going to go up to the utmost bound.
所以这些福气呢，如勇士山岭的极致边界。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思呢
？It means none of the blessings are going to. Sorry, I better rephrase that. There is nowhere where the blessings will not flow, Joseph.
所以呢，就是这个意思呢，就是说是约瑟呢，这个福气呢，就是没有地方它不能达到的。
The Lord will bless you in everything.
所以神会在每一件事情上赐福你。
Well, that sounds pretty good.
这个听起来还不错。
But it's also the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills.
因为就是同样来说呢，这些福气必是在这如勇士山岭的极致边界。
So I take it the utmost bounds is a geographical or what's the word I want now? A life.Time, blessing.
所以我认为呢，这个极致边界呢是一个地理的一个，就是说是区域，就是说是一个就是是终身不息的福气。
But the blessings of the eternal hills, they would be blessings that go on into eternity, wouldn't they?
所以这样呢，就是说是在那个就是勇士的山岭，就是说是这个赐福会延伸至永恒，是不是？
And so he finishes up 26. These they shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers.
所以从这个以这个结尾说呢，这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄分别之人的顶上。
Where will these blessings be?
那么这些福气会在哪里？
They'll be on the head and the crown of the head.
会在他的头上，在头上的冠冕上。
So what's significant about that?
你这个有什么重要意义？
Well, if I were, and I'm not, but if I were the kind of person who was very, very strong.
所以如果是我本来就不是，但如果我是那个非常强壮的人。
And you can see, I had really good muscles.
所以你看到我手上的很多肌肉。
But when I put my shirt on, nobody noticed.
当我呢穿上衣服呢，没人看得见。
And I'll tell you the truth, when I was younger,
我告诉你一个真事，我当我年轻时候。
I used to wear this shirt, this sweater.
我经常穿这个毛衣。
This sweater is an old sweater.
这个毛衣是个很老的毛衣。
But one day I wanted to prove to show that I was really strong.
有一天呢，我向他们展示我非常强壮。
So I put this sweater on because you can't tell whether I'm strong or weak. The sweater's big.
因为我常穿着毛衣，所以你也不知道我到底是强壮呢还是虚弱。
Okay, but if you've got your blessings up here, who can see it?
所以呢，如果你的福气呢在这里，那么谁可以看得到呢
？Everybody.
每一个人都看得见。
Everybody who looked at Joseph could see his blessings.
你每个人呢，凡看见约瑟的，都能看见他的福气。
They were on his head and on the crown of his head.
他们在他的头顶上，在他头顶上的冠冕上。
And when people saw him, they said, you don't look like other people, do you?
所以呢，就是让其他人看见他说啊，你跟其他人不一样，是不是啊
？Why was that the case?
为什么会是这样的
？He was separate from his brother.
他和他的弟哥哥们呢，分别开了。
When all the boys said, "Let's go and do this bad thing," what did Joseph say?
那所有那些男孩都说是说我们去干坏事的时候，约瑟怎么说的
？He said, "No, I'm going home now."
他说我不去，我要回家。
How often did his brothers say, "Let's go and do the bad thing"?
他的哥哥们说了多少遍要让他一起去干坏事
？Answer most of the time.
答案是大多数时间。
What did Joseph do?
约瑟怎么做的
？He spent a lot of time at home.
他呢，在大多数时间都待在家。
And I think it got to the point when his brothers said, "Let's go do something bad, but don't invite Joseph."
所以呢，我认为他们最终呢，到了这样一个境况，就是说，他们说呢，我们去干点坏事，但是不要叫上约瑟。
He was separate from his brothers.
他和他的哥哥们分开了。
Don't be with the bad boys. Don't be with the bad girls. You go with the good girls and with the good boys.
所以不要跟那个坏男孩玩，不要跟坏女孩玩，你要去跟那些好男孩、好女孩一起玩。
I told you this morning about this man who used to go to prayer meeting, and if he was the only one there, he'd start talking and praying, and when others arrived, they could listen.
因为我今天早上跟大家讲过，有一个人呢，他去参加祷告会，在祷告会上呢，仅仅他一个人，但是在没有人家其他人来之前呢，他在那里大声祷告，所以呢，当别人进来的时候呢，能够听到他的祷告。
I told you that he was, that he had grandchildren that impressed me greatly.
所以呢，我就是告诉过你们，他的那些孙子们对我来说印象非常深刻。
It's interesting that it was their mother who introduced me to these two teenage grandchildren.
所以这个非常有意思的是呢，是他的那些孩子们妈妈介绍给我看这认识这两个青少年的。
And that's only partly true. They were his great grandchildren.
所以这个呢，就是部分是对的，他们是他的孙子。
And the interesting thing was that when they were, it was at a camp.When they were at the camp, when everybody was doing anything, these teenagers were happily with their mother.
这里面其中除了其他事情外呢，当他们能露营的时候呢，其他的孩子都在干别的事儿，但是这两个孩子呢，就跟他的妈妈们在跟他们的妈妈们待在一起。
They were different kind of kids. They weren't always out doing the bad things. They were with their mother even when they were introduced to me.
这里面呢，他们是不同类型的孩子，他们呢对那些干坏事不感兴趣，他们总是跟他妈妈在一起。就是说，当他们被介绍给我的时候，他们和他妈妈在一起。
Many reasons for the greatness of Joseph. One of them is he spent a lot of time with his father and his mother.
约瑟的伟大之处有很多，但是其中一件呢，他的伟大之处呢，他花大量时间和他爸爸妈妈待在一起。
All right, so that's 11 of the 12, but number 20, verse 27 gives us the last one.
就是这是啊，那个就是十二个中间的十一个。那么二十七节呢，给那我们最后一个介绍来。
Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil.
第二季节说，便雅敏必撕裂如狼，早晨要吃他所抓的，夜间要分他所夺的。
Benjamin was a fighter.
就是那个便雅敏是个斗士。
It says of Benjamin that the men in the army, they could sling a sling, and they sling it down, and they hit the target at the end of the wall.
因为有人说他们说那便雅悯人呢，他们在那个军营里呢，他们是那样一群人呢，他们善于使用那个弦击石，弦击石他们就在那旋着旋旋，那个石头出去呢，可以打到很远的那个目标上。
And the question is, were they accurate when they threw slinged the stone? That's not a good word.
所以现在的问题是呢，当那个弦击石被打出去的时候，打得准吗？
They could all hit the target within a hair breadth.
因为他们就说是啊，他们打到那个就是目标上了，就是有很小的误差。
Benjamin's people are strong fighters.
所以呢，便雅悯支派是非常的强大的斗士。
Well, that was true of them in the past. Will be in the last days.
因为那个在过去它是真的，那么在末世的时候同样也是。
So, Jacob, when he was old, he ended up being 147 or 37, I always forget. He ended up being an old man. What did he do in the last of his days?
雅各呢，他死的时候呢，大概是147岁，我记不得到147还是37，但是呢，他在他人生末期的时候做了好多事情。
He was pretty blind.
有点瞎。
He couldn't run around the field like he used to.
他不能像过去他一样的在那个田地上跑。
I think he spent a lot of time thinking about his family.
因为他花大量时间那个思考他的家人。
A lot of time praying for his family.
有大量的时间跟他的家人祷告。
A lot of time analyzing his family before God to see what would come of them in the future.
因为花大量时间去分析他的家人，就是、说是在将来的时候呢，神呢要在他们身上做些什么。
All right, verse 28. All these were the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke of them, and he blessed them. He blessed each of one according to his own blessing.
第二十八节说，这一切是以色列的十二支派，也是他们的父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福，都是按照个人的福分为他们祝福。
Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite.
第二十九节说呢，他又嘱咐他们说呢，我将要归到我的本民那里，你们要将我葬在赫人以弗兰田间的洞里，与我父辈在一处。
If your father gave you a command to do something, when he was dying, would you do it?
所以如果你的父亲要死的时候给你发了一个命令，你会照着做吗？
Then the answer is you'd say yes, I'd do that.
你说是的，我会照着做的。
Now Jesus, when he died, he gave commands.
所以主耶稣在他死的时候，他给我们也发了命令。
We're to do what he did. We're to do what he told us to do.
所以我们就是我们要去做他告诉我们要做的事。
They said, don't, Joseph, Jacob said, don't bury me in Egypt.
约瑟说呢，不要把我埋在埃及。
He said, bury me with my fathers in the cave that's in the field of Ephron the Hittite.
他说要把我葬在赫人以弗兰田间的洞里。
In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession.For a burying place.
就是按耶稣说，就是在迦南地曼利泉麦比拉田间的洞，那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的。
So what's the word Machpelah mean?
所以 Machpelah 什么意思呢？
It means doubling.
那个是加倍。
That's where I want to be buried. I want to be buried in the land of doubling.
其实就是我想被埋的地方，我想被埋在一个加倍的。
I don't intend to stay there.
是不是我想留在那里呢?
One day I get to rise from the dead and go up to heaven.
有一天呢,我从那里升起去到天堂。
And that was Jacob's hope as well.
也是雅各的那个盼望。
So he said, I want to be buried with my fathers because we're all going to go up together to be in heaven with Jesus.
他说呢,我想要和我的父辈们埋在一起,因为当时,到时呢,我和我的父辈们一起,那就是去到天堂和主耶稣基督在一起。
He said, there they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah.
就说呢,那个天是像。Was
his heart in Egypt?
所以呢,第三节说他们在那里葬了亚伯拉罕和他妻子阿里在那葬了以撒和利百加,他们在那葬了利亚,他们的那个就是说是人生是不是艰难呢?他们在埃及住了多久?
How long did he live in Egypt?
在埃及住了多久啊?
17 years.
17年。
Okay. Was that long enough for him to say, this is better than the land of Canaan? I think I'd like to end up here.
因为时间是不是走过长了,他们认为呢,这里比迦南地好多了,我想在这里终结。
He said, no, you take me back to where I belong. The promises were that God was going to bless me in Canaan. Abraham's there, Isaac is there, their wives are there, Leah is there, I'm going back to Canaan.
因为他就说不,他们并没有这么说,他说呢,要把我带回到神应许我的地方去,那就是迦南,迦南那里有亚伯拉罕,有撒呢,有他们自己的妻子,还有他们的利亚,利百加都在那里。
Verse 32, the field and the cave that is there were purchased from the sons of Heth.
第32节说,那块田和田间的洞是向赫的。
He said, that graveyard is mine.
他那个墓地是我的。
My grandfather bought that graveyard, and that's where I'm going to be buried.
所以我的祖父买了那块墓地,所以我要埋在那里。
And so the Christian lives a lot of his life in the world.
所以基督徒呢,在世界上生活的日子很多。
But his heart is in the truth of the Bible.
但是他们的内心呢,是在圣经里的真理里。
And he says, by God's grace, I'm going to live it. And by God's grace, I'm going to die. And my funeral message is going to be that the blessing of God is where I want to be.
他说呢,我要活,我也要死。那么说呢,我最终呢,就是说是我要去的地方呢,就是神呢,他要赐福我的那块地。
And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last. And was gathered to his people.
第三节,雅各嘱咐众子以毕,就把脚收在床上,将灵交出,归到他本族那里去了。Did
Jacob know he was going to die that afternoon?
雅各知道他那天下午要死吗?
I don't think so.
我不认为。Did
the brothers know he was going to die that afternoon?
那么那些弟兄们知道他那天会死吗?
I don't think so.
我也不认为是。But
God had it all organized.
但神呢,
and so here's Jacob in bed, and his 12 brothers, 12 sons are all around him.
于这里呢, 雅各呢,躺在床上,
and he gives them the instructions.
他给他们发出来指令,
tells them what's going to happen in the last days. Then he puts his feet back in bed and dies.
然后呢,
That's kind of, what's the word I want now? Dramatic, climactic. That's a good way to go.
所以这是一个就是非常戏剧性的,非常好的,是一个死的,很好的死的方式。
Not everybody dies like that.
并不是每个人都有,都像这个死法。
Some people linger for months, maybe even years.
有些人他就是挣扎了。 成几个月或者几年,
and I told you about our uncle's brother who he had a nice supper one night.
我们的收拾的一个兄弟有一天晚上他吃了晚餐,
went over to his desk,
去到他的桌旁,
wrote out the order of service for his funeral, how his funeral would be done, who would be there, who would, what would he, what are all the details of his funeral?
因为把那葬礼的那个安排细节，那都写下来了。葬礼上应该注意什么？要请哪些人？要做些什么前行？写下来。Then
he went to bed.
那上床了。And
went to sleep.
睡觉。And
died.
死了。And
I thought that's a pretty good way of doing it.
我这是个很好的死的方式。Jacob
died that way.
打嗝了，就像这样的死的。And
I think that it probably had a pretty profound impact on the brothers.
所以说呢，这个对他的那些弟兄们产生了深刻的影响。Verse
50, chapter 50.
第50章。
Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him.
约瑟伏在他父亲的脸上哀哭亲他。You
can imagine that all 12 of them around the bed and Jacob dies.
你可以一起想象，所有的那12个呢都围绕着床，然后雅各死了。And
Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel.
第二节呢，约瑟吩咐伺候他的仆人、医生们用香料熏他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。40
days were required for him, for such of the days required for those who are embalmed, and the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days.
第三节说，新尸的长历是40天，那40天满了，埃及人为他哀哭了70天。
Are funerals important?
那个葬礼是重要的吗？
Well, in this case, yes.
从这里来看，是的。And
I'm not sure that in all cases, it's yes.
我不是很确定所有葬礼都是重要的。We
had a situation here one day when a lady died.
我们在这里呢，出现一个情况，有一天呢，一个女的死了。She'd
been in fellowship with us here at 16th.
但她一直在16街跟我们有那个团契。And
then I think she went to live up in Blenheim Lodge.
然后呢，后来呢，住在那个Blenheim Lodge老人院。And
she was a lovely lady, but
是个可爱的女士，但是
she didn't have any family.
没有任何的家人。No
sons, no daughters, no nieces, no nephews, no sisters, no brothers.
没有儿子，没有女儿，没有侄儿，没有侄女，没有姐妹，没有弟兄。She
was all alone.
反正就她一个人。So
when she died, the question is, what are we going to do?
让她死了以后，问题是呢，我们要做些什么？And
we said, we should have a funeral service for this lady.
我们说呢，我们应该呢，给这个女士呢办一个葬礼。Most
of the people didn't know her.
大多数人都不认识他。But
we felt we've got to do something.
让我们感觉我们得做点什么。So
we could have just made arrangements for her to be buried, but we thought, no, we're going to have a funeral. She's not related to any of us, but she is Jesus' daughter. We've got to honor her.
因为我们本来也没让子人呢要埋葬他，但是呢，我们说不，我们要埋葬他，因为他是主耶稣的女儿，我们要尊重他。Now
we live in an age where a lot of people don't worry about funerals anymore.
所以我们当今的时代呢，就是大多数人呢不再关心葬礼了。I
think there's something wrong with the society, with the society that doesn't believe in weddings or funerals.
因为我认为呢，这个社会如果不相信婚礼，不相信葬礼，一定出了什么问题。I
was glad that Cindy, that Dancy and Sebastian got married.
我非常高兴，Sebastian和Dancy还有Cindy他们结婚了。A
lot of people in our world say that's not important.
有大多数人跟我们说呢，这在我们这世界，很多人说这个不重要。God
says it's important.
神说是重要的。Now
we're going to read this chapter about Jacob's funeral. Our funeral is important.
因为这个这一章呢，学习雅各的葬礼，那么葬礼是重要的吗？
Answer, yes.
答案是的。
Okay, Jacob died.
雅各死了。
How long did they spend embalming him?
他们熏尸熏了多久？
40 days.
行了40天。
Okay, and I don't understand embalming, but they embalmed some of the Egyptians. I think if you were to go to Egypt, you might even find some people today in pyramids who have been dead for thousands of years and their bodies still there.
因为呢，我对这个新诗呢了解的不多，那就不多，那但是呢，如果呢，我认为如果今天你去到埃及，你去参观金字塔，你在金字塔里呢，仍然能找到那些死了几千年的人的尸体的，保管的非常好。How
long did the Egyptians mourn for him?
所以呢，就是埃及人为他哭了多少天？
70 days.
70天。
That's almost 2.5 months.
那基本上是2个半月。
Why?
为什么?
Well, in part because he was Joseph's father, and they honored Joseph.
一部分原因是他是约瑟的父亲，他们尊重约瑟。
But in part because it was Joseph who honored his father.
另一部分原因是呢，约瑟，约瑟他尊重他的父亲。
They made a big deal of the fact that Joseph, that Jacob had died.
因为他们把那个雅各死了当成一件大事儿来办。Verse
4, and when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the hearing of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, behold, I am dying in my grave which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. There you shall bury me. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father, and I will come back.
第四节说呢，为他哀哭的日子过了，于是在法老家中的人说呢，我儿在你们眼前蒙恩求你们报告法老说，我父亲要死的时候，把我叫过去，叫我起誓说，你要将我葬在迦南地，在我为自己所挖的坟墓里。 现在请你让我上去葬我的父亲，然后我必回来。Who
is in charge of Egypt?
谁在管埃及？
Joseph.
约瑟。
What was his most important business?
他的最重要的事情要做的是什么？
To bury his father.
去埋葬他的父亲。That's
proper priorities.
这是一个很好的优先顺序。He
says at the end of verse 5, and I will come back.
他在第五节结尾说呢，我必回来。
Why did he say that?
为什么要这么说？
Well, probably because there wasn't famine in the land of Canaan anymore.
有可能是说迦南地呢，不再有饥荒了。
And if he and his family went up to Canaan, chances are he'd stay there.
因为如果他和他的家人呢，上到迦南地去呢，有很大的机会他们会留在那。
So Joseph said, Pharaoh, don't worry, I'll be back.
意思是说法老不用担心，我会回来的。All
right, so verse 6 says, Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father as he made you swear. So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt.
那就说法老说你可以上去照着你父亲叫你起的事将他埋葬。于是约瑟上去葬他父亲，与他一同上去的也把老所有的臣仆和他家中的众长老，并埃及国的所有长老。That
was a pretty big state funeral.
因为这是一个非常大的国葬。What
work had Jacob ever done for Egypt?
所以呢，雅各呢对那个埃及做了些什么？
Well, none really, other than the fact that he had blessed Pharaoh and probably prayed for Pharaoh.
除了祝福法老，为法老有可能为法老祷告以外，此外好像什么也没做。But
Pharaoh was happy to be involved. So all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, all the elders of the land of Egypt went.
所以法老呢，他很想参与。所以呢，这里说呢，有法老所有的臣仆和他家中的众长老及埃及国的所有长老都去了。Do
you think that was a big funeral procession?
因为这是一个非常大的葬礼吗？
How many hundreds of chariots were involved in that funeral procession?
所以在这个葬礼这个过程中呢，有多少的战车在里面呢？
Verse 8 says, as well as all the house of Joseph, his brothers and his father's house, only their little ones, the flocks, their herds, they left in the land of Goshen.
第八节说还有约瑟的全家和他的弟兄们，并他父亲的家，只有他们的孩子和羊群、牛群都留在歌山地。
And so they went up, verse 9, with him, both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great gathering.
第九节说呢，又有车辆、马兵和他们一同上去，那一帮人甚多。
So let me remind you again of the story I may have told you before about the man from India whose name was Bhat Singh.
因为里面呢，就是我大家跟大家讲一个故事，提醒一下大家。我可能以前跟大家讲过，一个人从印度来的，他的名叫巴克辛。
It's a long story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
这个故事很长，但是不管怎么说呢，还是要讲。
Bhat Singh was in the Indian Army.
李巴克森是在印度的军队里。
He was transferred to Ireland.
他呢被转到爱尔兰去了。
And instead of staying in a barracks, he was put up in the home of a woman in Ireland.
因为他本来应该呢，就是说是啊，他应该待在军营里，但是他就没有，他是在被安排在爱尔兰的一个妇女家里住。
And he was very happy there. He thought this was nice. When he left, his landlady came to him and said, Bhat Singh, I want to give you something that is very, very valuable.
所以他呢，在那里，他呢非常高兴，也非常喜欢那个地方。但是他在离开的时候呢，他的那个女房东呢，过来跟他说呢， Bhat Singh, 我要送你一件东西，非常非常有价值。He
thought, Ireland has got beautiful china. Maybe this is going to be some bleak china that I can take back to my mother. So he said, I'd like to receive the gift.
他就说啊哈，这个呢，可能是一个非常漂亮的瓷器。那瓷器呢，应该是就那种古瓷那种东西。我非常高兴呢，接受这个回亲呢，送给我的母亲。She
handed him a Bible.
因为他呢，交给他一本圣经。He
was polite enough to say thank you, but he didn't want a Bible.
因为他呢，就是说非常的善意的谢谢了他，但是他确实他根本不想要圣经。
He put it in the bottom of his duffel bag, and he went back to India.
因为他把这个东西呢放在他的那个行李箱的这一层，然后回到印度去了。But
it was a heavy Bible.
但是这个圣经非常重。So
heavy he didn't like carrying it.
因为重到你不想拿着。
So he called over his friend and he said, how'd you like something?
接着把他朋友都叫来说，你们想不想要点东西？
He said, this was given to me by my landlady. She told me that if there was ever any big problem in my life, I should read this. It'll help me.
接着他说呢，就是这是我的那个女房东送给我的。他说呢，这个东西呢，就是说在我人生的余下时间呢，我应该呢需要它，我应该读它。里面有好多东西对我来说呢是非常有好处的。So
he gave it to his friend.
然后他把那个送给他的朋友了。A
few weeks later, his friend came up to him and he said, "You know what?"
这几个星期之后呢，他朋友回来说，你知道。
He said, that gift you gave me weighs too much. I can't carry it around. I'm giving it back to you.
但是你送给我那个礼物呢，太重了，我甚至呢就是不能带着到处走，所以我还给你。
So he carried it, and then he got a notice in the mail.
他就把它带着，然后呢在那个邮箱里呢收到一个通知。
And it said, Bhat Singh, your father has died.
就是巴克森，你的父亲死了。
So he went back to bury his father.
然后回去埋他的父亲。
And about that time, or just shortly after, his mother died.
因为在那个时期呢，就是不久，他妈妈又死了。And
as they were burning her on the funeral pile,
因为他们在那个就是说是葬礼的那个柴火上把他们给烧了。He
said, "There's got to be more to life than this."
在这个呢，在人生里呢，可能还有更多的东西。
And he went back to his duffel bag and he found the Bible.
然后他回到他的那个行李箱里，发现了圣经。And
he started to read his Bible.
然后开始读圣经。And
his friends laughed at him.
他的朋友们都嘲笑他。So
he used to take the Bible and he'd go into the washroom and he'd lock himself in the stall. And he'd read his Bible.
因为就是通常呢，他把圣经带到厕所去，厕所去呢，在他那个单间里，他把那个厕所给锁上，读圣经。
He ultimately became a Christian.
最终他成为了基督徒。
As a student in Canada, he actually was attending a little church down here on 8th Avenue near near Blenheim or Balaclava, and he got baptized there.
因为就是作为在加拿大的学生呢，他呢就是去到了那个在那个巴结和那个巴拉卡拉的之间的那样的一个教会里，教会之后呢，他受了洗。And
then he went back to India to preach the gospel.
然后回到印度传福音。And
he preached and preached and preached and preached.
然后传了传了传了传。
His ministry was a public ministry. Sometimes he would meet people on the street.
所以他呢就是那种公开的服事，有时候呢他必须在街上的人讲。And
they would say to him, Mr. Singh, would you pray for me, please?
他们说呢，圣先生能不能为我祷告？And
he would say, yes, let's pray right now.
他说好吧，我们现在就祷告。And
then on the street corner, he would get down on his knees, and the other person would get down on their knees. And they would pray together, kneeling down in the middle of the street in India, where there's lots of people.
因为他们就在那个街角呢，他就跪在地上，他的朋友呢也跪在地上，他们俩，然后两个人一起祷告。他们两个当时跪着的时候呢，是在印度的一个大街上，那周围了好多的人。He
had a powerful impact for God.
就是他为神呢，在那里产生了非常巨大的影响。And
then he died. So my question is, when he died, how many people went to his funeral?
我的问题是呢，他死了以后呢，有多少人参加他的葬礼呢？
I think it was Bangalore in India he died. How many people went to his funeral? What do you think? Give me a number.
我认为他呢，死的时候在印度的那个班格洛亚那个城市。我的问题是，他死来了多少人？
What? A thousand?
那是一千五。
Anybody else want to make a guess?
大家有人想猜吗?
How many? 10,000.
他说一万。
Anybody else want to make a guess?
还有没有猜的?
100,000.
100,000.
那十万。 Anybody else want to make a guess?
还有没有人要猜?
Well, Linda gets the prize.
所以，Linda得到了奖品。
It was 250,000 people.
25万人参加了。
Where'd they get the idea of a big funeral?
他们在哪里呢？就是想到这个大葬礼的那个主意呢？
They got it from Genesis chapter 50.
他们从创世纪第50章里学的。
A man of God deserves to be honored.
所以呢，就是说属神的人应该得到尊重。As
you can imagine, there was a bit of a traffic jam in Bangalore that afternoon.
250,000 at his funeral。你可以想象出来，在班格洛那个城市里呢，那天呢，可能交通非常的拥挤，因为有25万人参加葬礼。What
happens when a man becomes a Christian? What happens in heaven when somebody becomes a Christian?
现在就是一个人呢，某个人成为基督徒以后，在天上会发生什么？
All heaven rejoices.
所有天堂都会喜乐。
It's a marvelous thing. Don't ever underestimate the truth of God.
所以是奇妙的事情，永远不要低估神的真理。
So they all went to Joseph's funeral, to Jacob's funeral.
他们所有人都去参加雅各的葬礼。
Then they came, verse 10, to the threshing floor of Ahab, which is beyond the Jordan, and they mourned there with a great and solemn lamentation. He observed 7 days of mourning for his father.
第四节说，他们到了约旦河外亚达的河场，就在那里大大的嚎啕痛哭。约瑟为他父亲哀哭了7天。
And when the inhabitants of the land of Canaanites saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, this is a grievous mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore, its name was called Abel Mizraim.
有历史学家说呢，迦南的居民见亚达河场的哀哭，就说这是埃及人一场大的哀哭，因此那地方名叫亚伯麦西，是在约旦河外。
Okay, verse 12. So his sons did for him just as he had commanded them.
第二节说雅各的儿子们呢，就遵照他父亲所吩咐的办了。
So you can imagine when the sons got to heaven and they met Jacob, what do you think Jacob said to them?
应该去想象一下，当他的儿子们呢，就是到了天堂碰到了雅各以后，雅各会跟他们说点什么话。
Do you think he said to them, "Did you do what I asked you to do?"
你认为他会问他们，你照着我说的做了吗？
And they said yes.
他们说照着做了。
Verse 13, for the sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite as property for a burial place.
第十三节说呢，把他搬到迦南地，葬在曼利前麦比拉田间的洞里。那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗能买来为业做坟地的。
And after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers, and all who went up with him to bury his father.
第十四节，约瑟葬了他的父亲以后，就和众弟兄，并一切同他上去葬他父亲的人，都回埃及去了。
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us, and may actually repay us for all the evil which he did to him."
第十五节说，那约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说，或者约瑟怀恨我们，就必定照着我们从前待他一切的恶报，待他的一切恶报复我们。
If Jesus forgives your sins,
主耶稣基督有没有饶恕你的罪？
What do you think he's going to say when you first see him?
但是就是说，你第一眼见到他的时候，你认为他会说什么？
Do you think he's going to say, You really were a bad sinner. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you about 15 other sins you did. You haven't even thought about them.
你是一个非常坏的罪人。你如果不介意的话呢，我会告诉你其他的你干的十五件坏事，你是连想都没想到过。
So that's what they were afraid of. They said, maybe now that Jacob is dead, Joseph will turn on us.
于是就是他们这些哥哥们所担心的。他说约瑟呢，那个雅各已经死了，父亲死了，那约瑟呢必怀恨我们。
Verse 16, so they sent messengers to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded saying, thus shall you say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers, their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of God, of your father, and Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
第十六节说，他们就打发一个使者去见约瑟，说你父亲未死以前说呢，你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶；现在求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
So basically, they said, Joseph, Dad said.That you are to forgive us. You don't have to forgive us because of us, but you must forgive us because Jacob said, before he died, he said, you make sure you tell Joseph, I said, you must forgive these boys.
基本上呢，这些孩子呢，这些哥哥们都去说呢，就是说，约瑟爸爸说呢，你要饶恕我们，你饶恕我们并不是说是因为我们，也是因为我们的父亲，因为雅各死的时候呢，他告诉我们，让我们去跟你说呢，你必须饶恕你的哥哥们。
Do you think that's the truth?
你认为这是真的吗？
I'm not sure that Jacob said that.
我不是确定约瑟有没有说过这个。
I think the brothers were so afraid.That they said, let's pretend that Jacob said that so that Joseph will forgive us. He wouldn't forgive us for anything we've done, but he would forgive us because he loves his father.
因为我认为那个约瑟的哥哥们说，那我们假装说是雅各说过这些话，所以呢，我们去找约瑟说，约瑟呢，如果我们自己找的时候，他不一定饶恕我们，但是我们说那是我们的父亲说的，他因为爱我们的父亲，他就会饶恕我们了。
Why do you think Joseph wept?
因为约瑟为什么要哭？
Do you think he maybe wept because they didn't really believe him?
你认为他哭是因为他们不怎么相信他呢？
After all this, after these 17 years in Egypt, surely they would have known that Joseph loved them and didn't hold it against them, but they didn't believe it. And so I think Joseph wept to think that his brothers still wouldn't believe it.
其实里面呢就是说是我认为呢，他们在埃及待那十七年，他们跟那个约瑟在一起呢，他看见了所有的约瑟所说所做的事情呢，他们肯定相信的约瑟早就那个饶恕了他们，但是他们却不相信。我认为呢，约瑟呢就是哭的原因呢，就是因为呢，经过了这么多年呢，他的哥哥们仍然不相信他。
So verse 19, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid." For I am in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
第十九节到20节，第十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的性命，正如今天这样。现在你们今天不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的孩子们。”于是约瑟向他们说仁慈的话，安慰他们。
So, I think the application for us is simple.The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins.
主耶基督呢为我们的罪而死。
And he has forgiven our sins if we put our trust in him.
因为他已经呢饶恕了我们的罪，如果我们信他的话。
And we don't need to be afraid to go to heaven.
我们上天堂的时候呢，不要害怕。
That's very reassuring.
这是非常的有双重保障的。
I think this story here is in the Bible in order that we can be persuaded that it's wonderful. Don't worry, keep trusting the Lord.
所以我认为这个故事呢放在这里呢是为了劝说我们，说服我们，就是说呢我们呢不要害怕，我们呢也不要担心，我们要一直相信主。
All right, well that's not the end of the book, but almost we'll carry on with the rest of the book next time.
所以这个呢基本上呢就它也不是那这本书的结尾，但是呢就是我们时间到了，我们下个星期呢继续学。
Let's pray.
我们的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for this story about Jacob.
就是我们要感谢呢就是关于约瑟雅各的这个故事。
He was a good man. He wanted God's blessing. He didn't always go about it getting it the right way, but he wanted God's blessing.And you gave it to him.
因为他是个好人，因为他呢想要神赐福给他，他并不是说从个正确的方式得到呢，是您给他的赐福，但是呢，确实得到了他该得的赐福。
Lord, would you bless us, please? We want God's blessing too.
就主要求您呢帮助赐福我们，我们也要神的赐福。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will grant us a blessing, and we thank you.For all that you have done for us.
主主啊，我们就祷告您会呢赐给我们这赐福，我们感谢您呢为我们所做的一切。
And Lord, our prayer is that by God's grace we might be a blessing to others as Joseph was.
主主啊，我们祷告呢就是说是就是我们呢也可以成借着神的恩典，我们也可以成为其他人的祝福，就像约瑟给周围的人带来祝福一样。
So we give you thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.